92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ally and Spider podcast.
To you, our elite listeners who download a listener, thank you very much. Very big podcast coming up with the Flan, Ally and Spider Breakfast Show. Oscar Buzz is the foremost world's greatest Hollywood reporter, covering off all things Hollywood.
He is the Jacques Cousteau of dumpster diving, Al.
Wow, yes, Jacques Cousteau. Hmm. All right, that coming up in this podcast. Ally, getting confused with Vickies in your life.
Well, I just think this would happen to a lot of people. You know, we've got all these different contacts in our phones and people in our banking apps.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a little bit confused.
All right, that to come. Spider, I love this bit of tech that you've invented called the Coach's Translator with the Suns and the Titans in action over the weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. It was good to be able to get our hands on it because it just tells you what the coaches are really saying.
Thank you, Spider, because sometimes they just talk guff, don't they? And they're taught to talk guff.
At their press conferences, that's all they talk is guff.
All right.
This is the Guff Cutter 3000.
Oh, I love that. The truth behind what they are saying in the coach's box and at their press conferences is coming up. Married at First Sight Monday, Maths Monday. The special guest is a bloke called Tristan.
Yes, and he experienced unrequited love on the couch last night.
And he's a kind soul, and he finally stood up and went, "You know what, I love you." And she went, "No."
Yeah.
Oh, she sacked him.
No, maybe not as mean.
Well, I think he's working on it.
I was being more direct than perhaps she was.
Yeah.
Who's lost, his or hers?
That is. Yeah.
Love's lost. I mean,
love is not the winner.
Sorry, Flan, who do you think?
Who's lost? I think it's his loss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tristan is coming a part of this podcast. And Ally, we know that you've been set a challenge after what you said at the end of last year. You're going to lose 15 kilos before Easter. Andy in Ashmore. Was it Andy in Ashmore?
Yes.
Who's donated a bike.
Yeah, thank you, Andy.
Been on that for a little while and it's going well.
Well, yes, he bought it for his wife and he said she never uses it.
It's a good brand. It's a feeler exercise bike.
It is. You know what? Yes, I was huffing and puffing during the show today and I gave it a good just over an hour.
Well, your journey on this is coming up in the podcast as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll go around. What was your highlight over the weekend?
Ooh.
Because I know Al Dobie's, and then we'll get to Flan, but Al's, yours was putting your barbecue together.
Yes, the connoisseur barbecue. It's a ripper.
Has it got an oven? Has it got a temperature gauge?
It does have a temperature gauge.
And it's got a little tap too, isn't it?
Side burner.
A wok burner.
Four main thingos.
Yeah, burner things.
Burners things.
Yeah, there you
go. And how long did it take you? Like, what was the...
2.5 hours.
Okay.
That's about right.
Yeah.
That's
about the guy right said it should take you about an hour.
Yeah.
Nothing ever takes an hour to put together.
No.
But I had the dog distracting me. Yeah,
of course.
May have had a couple of little bolters as I was doing it just to sort of, you know, it was a hot day.
Did you spark it up and cook a steak?
Yes.
Good boy.
I went to Bermuda Butchery at the Q Centre. Mm-hmm. G'day Craig and the team there.
Hello.
Bought some good sausages and threw them on.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Delicious.
Okay.
Yeah. Straight on the barbecue.
Flam, what'd you do?
Mate, you know what my favourite bit of the weekend was?
No.
Seeing how much the Suns had put together a really attractive style of football. When they were leading 73-13, I didn't know what town I lived in.
For me, my highlight over the weekend was definitely just being down there to watch my baby, Lulu. Yeah. She's 16.
Is that a national championship?
Yeah. So she made the South Queensland Sharks representative team in the under-20s.
Mm.
And just watching her at the tournament, her first big tournament, and all her teammates. They're a really, really lovely bunch of girls. And
did you go all right?
Yeah, they did. They did really well. So they won four round games, drew one, lost one.
Well, they're babies though too, aren't they?
They are. So they did really well considering that a lot of the teams they played against were not only older than them but a lot bigger, like more physical, stronger.
Yep.
And I think in the end, it was just that, probably a little bit of their age and inexperience. But, just so nice. I stayed in the cabin with the manager and the assistant coach, Nat and Teens. And so just to be there, I was making them buttermilk pancakes on the Sunday morning.
Yeah, if you listen to this, you may not know. Ally did all of this too and then skippered the Australian touch footy team. So there must have been a hell of a thing to be down there and watching that.
It was really, really lovely.
Did you sign autographs?
It was a proud mum moment. Well, here you go. Actually, we were going to play this on the show today.
I've got something.
Or should we save it, Al, for tomorrow?
No, well, we can play it
in the potty.
And then we'll might bring it back.
So you did.
No, you just tell me.
Actually, we'll do it. We'll do it in the potty and then we'll replay it tomorrow. This effort on the show.
You've struck a nerve here, Spike.
was well, that it was being like there was a someone commentating the game.
So one of Lulu's games was on Field One. So then it's live streamed on KO Sports. So he had at Pack Pines my daughter Jess, ex-husband Steve, Queenie, my other daughter, you know, Jake, my son. They were all on the couch watching Lulu's game.
Brilliant.
It was awesome. And actually, so they had two commentators. One of the commentators is a girl called Gabrielle Rose. Now, she was definitely one of Australia's best female touch footballers.
Okay.
Just an amazing athlete. She's still in such ripping nick. But anyway, she was one of the commentators. I played with her for years.
Yeah.
When I lived down in Sydney, she was one of my Cronulla teammates. So she had this to say.
Oi.
Great touch there. And that's shout out to Mary Lou Plath, whose mother, Alison, actually has played for Queensland and Australia.
Yes.
So good pedigree there for young Mary Lou.
Saw Ali out and about this morning, punching the kilometres in, actually.
Go, Ali.
Getting it done.
She'll be happy for the shout out, Alison Plath.
I am happy for the shout-out because there's some proof. He saw me doing my 4-kilometre job.
Wow. What I heard was Queensland and Australia. Good for you. Great to go and watch Lulu do that.
I was very proud of Lou.
We haven't got to you.
I didn't have a highlight. My weekend was crap.
Hang on, whoa, car park.
You went to the chairman's lounge.
At the Suns.
Screw that. You went to the car park and got into an argument with a bloke. That was my highlight of your weekend.
Yeah, I want to find him.
And the third thing, you nearly killed our general manager.
Yeah, mate.
In a car accident.
What are you doing?
So
there was, you got a big weekend.
Yeah, it was all highlights.
Hey, here it is. It's a big one. The 92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast Show. Flan Alley inspired of the podcast.
Academy Awards today. Anyone excited? No, me either. And what do you mean?
Well,
talking
plenty
about? Well, actually, I'm really
excited. You know what, Flan? I'll say this. Mm. Back when we were kids, I mean, we would sit around the TV together.
It was a big deal.
And watch it. That's right. But now with the busyness of life and, you know, everyone's got in one room watching Netflix, in another room watching Stan, you know, don't tend to watch it now.
Well, I haven't seen none of the movies they're talking about.
Oh, I understand.
I've seen Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer, 13 nominations. My God, that's huge. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see Barbie win this. I think it's an extraordinary picture and I really hope it does. But anyway, who cares what I think? Let's find out what the Hollywood Reporter to the world thinks. Oscar buzz. What's the buzz now?
I'm Oscar Buzz, purveyor of Hollywood's juiciest, mouselacious, scuttlebutt, tittle-tattle and hush-hush on the QT. Every rumor's a divine assignation. Too deep? Okay, if rumors could talk, it would say ka-ching! That's why I wear the rumor millstone around my neck like an albatross. Also too deep? I wear the rumor millstone around my neck like a Kardashian wears the shrunken skull of an ex.
And the Oscar.
The Oscar goes to...
The Oscars are in town! The award show named after me. I have all the Oscar buzz. Oppenheimer, or as I call it, Box Office Floppenheimer, about the titular scientist, you heard right, who feathered the bomb. I'm bored already. We know the ending. It's like the Titanic, but all the ice melts. Feathered the bomb? What, did Oppenheimer have a child with the mother of invention? Too deep? Okay, the invention of the bomb reads like a Buck's Night gone wrong to me. I'm Oscar Buzz, and I say Barbie wins Best Picture. You heard it here first, scum.
This is breaking news.
We have breaking Charlie Sheen news. Charlie Sheen's been arrested for using a tennis racket to hit Brussels sprouts at members of the Academy. Charlie says it's the only way to serve Brussels sprouts. And to the haters, I say, burn, baby! I'm Oscar Buzz. Slurp it up, trough swine.
Triple M Gold would like to let listeners know that whatever Flan says has nothing to do with this station.
All right, question without notice to both of you.
Okay.
Two questions, actually. First, would you describe me as a pampered princess?
No.
Why?
As in typical, what you would say is a pampered princess. Do I?
No.
No? Okay. Flan, what do you reckon? Am I a princess?
No. You're the first thing from a princess.
Would you describe me as high maintenance?
Not high, high.
Flan?
Nah.
Well, I might change your mind.
You've been blowing up about your headphones.
Yeah, no, I have. Not high, but look, I'm declaring myself way higher maintenance than what I thought.
Oh.
Maybe a bit more of a princess than what I thought.
What happened?
Well, last week I haven't had a cleaner now for, I don't know, well over 18 months, okay?
Yep.
And so you've had a cleaner previously?
I have had a cleaner before, okay, but
only the big
when I first moved down the Gold Coast, it was just me and the girls and I just could not get it all done. So I hired a cleaner, lovely lady named Vicky.
Yeah.
All right, so, but yeah, I had to sort of put her off when Steve moved back in. You know, paying double rent, mortgage and all that. We really just couldn't afford it. So I got her back last week because I'm just not on top of things. Steve's not here a lot, so it's just,
you know. Is he helpful?
Yeah, Steve is very helpful,
that's
but
good.
He's just not here a lot.
Sure.
He's up in Brisbane, Caboolture, doing
his
work.
And he confuses.
Work.
He sometimes puts the clothes washing in the dishwasher. He's not.
There's a problem.
He doesn't. But anyway, so I got Vicky. So as I said, I haven't paid her, haven't done, you know, done anything with the banking with her for over 18 months.
Yeah.
So last week she came and she gave me the price of the stuff and she did a big clean for me. So it was $150.
Cash. Mm.
So no. She's legit. She does it all by the board. So anyway, I go onto my banking app and I went, oh yeah, Vicky, here you go, $150. And then I thought to myself, is that her surname? I'm not sure. And I knew she'd text me the bank details, but I didn't even bother, you know, copying that. I just thought, no, I've already got it in my banking. So I go back to her text. Sure enough,
Different Vicky.
Different Vicky. I've seen
150.
Who claimed 150? Did the other Vicky say anything?
Well, I was madly going. Say, for example, it's not her surname, but say it was Vicky Jones, right? The wrong that I'd paid it to.
Jonesy, yeah.
I'm like, who's Vicky Jones? So I'm getting on my Facebook looking. No, I've got no Vicky Jones in my Facebook. No. Who the hell is this Vicky Jones? Anyway, about, I don't know, 2 minutes later, I get a message on Instagram from Vicky, and she goes, oh, hey, Ali, I just got a random payment from you for $150.
What does Vicky do?
Vicky does Botox.
Well, there's the next visit.
That's right. I said, keep it in credit, darling. I'm coming your way.
Spiders Sport. Top Sport. Australia's home of sports and race betting. Visit topsport.com.au.
Yeah, before we get to the AFL and the NRL, a big shout out to Ali Day, Gold Coast Sports Star of the Year, 9 Cool and Gatters, 5 Nutri-Grain Series. What an absolute superstar.
Ali Day, the perfect weekend, 3 from 3. What a performance from him.
Yeah, he couldn't go. He's an absolute freak, he is, and going for 10 cool and go to gold. So the Gold Coast Sports Star of the Year. Well done to Ali Day. I did find this pretty amusing over the weekend. Josh Hazlewood, they're playing at the moment, Aussie cricket team playing the Kiwis, and he was fielding on the boundary. And, you know, a heap of people were getting things signed, and he got presented with this.
Please, Josh. Please, Josh.
Come on, Josh.
Yeah, they presented him a piece of sandpaper to sign. But don't forget, there they are, the Kiwis.
That's a great sled.
Yeah, it was. It was fantastic. Now, the Gold Coast Suns and the Titans, let's kick off with the Titans. Gee, the first half, Lamb was okay.
Oh,
and then the
ripper.
Second half, they gone.
Yeah, St. George. St. George are very, very good, but the fan sites have already descended into chaos. As far as they're concerned, half the people say that the season's over. St. George are contenders. Like, I've not seen St. George that good in many years.
Yeah, I thought they would have liked a few more out there, but we did have a big Super Saturday. There was about 14,000, which wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it could have been more.
A little bit more. But we have got a coach's translator. Because we've got Desi and Dimmer, okay, two of the great coaches that love, you know, having a crack at the media every now and then, we've got a translator that actually tells you what they actually did
Has
mean
Desi's
to say.
Desi's got a beat function on it.
Well, have a listen. This is what Desi did say.
Yeah, it wasn't the start that we wanted. It's only the first game terms. And we made a couple of errors and we couldn't then defend those errors. Right. We need to make those adjustments, yeah. It was a game where the two halves were played on two huge swings of possession. You know, obviously, we had a huge swing of possession the first half. And
This is what he actually meant.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, it's harder than I thought. Didn't you see the second half? But tough game first up. It is the year of the Chinese dragon, and we played the dragon. So That tradition goes back to the 5th century BC. We're never going to beat the Dragons.
So that's what Ender.
No wonder you never win name that year.
Yeah. And then you go to the AFL and Dimmer the same. And it was a great win by the Gold Coast
Brilliant.
Suns. Yes. Yep, they really controlled the first half. The third quarter, they let themselves down. But, you know, 22,000 again. There were still a few empty seats when they said it was a sellout. But, you know, this is Dimmer. After the game?
Oh, good, but it's always a little bit like that at round 0/1 anyway. You know, the build-up and nerves, and it's a mixture of, you know, nervousness, anxiousness, excitement, all those things build up into one. So you're never quite sure what you're feeling. What you are feeling is that inner turmoil. You know, the game's challenging, and I think I was just really pleased that our fans and our players could sort of see the way we wanted to play and how we wanted to go about it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's exciting in the first half. Yeah. I loved it. I was going, what is going on here?
But honestly, let's put that through the coach's translator and see what Dimmer was really saying.
Yeah, thank God, you know. The monkey's off my back and all you want to do is beat your old team. And we've been able to do that. And to the crowd that booed me all day, well, I wasn't the one who dropped $1,000 on airfares accommodation to watch my team lose.
Top Sport, Australia's home of sports and race betting. Visit topsport.com.au.
Maths.
It's like we all just, you know, wait for next Monday to come around.
Oh, so I do. So I set the alarm.
Talk maths again. Well, Flan and I do. Spider is tongue-in-cheek. But good morning to the one and only Tristan.
Morning, guys. Thank you for having me on your show. How are we?
Very well, mate. We're glad to have you very, very much.
Yes, we are. We absolutely love you, Tristan. Best manners on the entire show.
Do you
Nicest
hate anybody on the show? Because everybody
the...
we've talked to, you love them all. Love
no,
them.
I don't. I don't love them all. I didn't say that about Jack.
Jack.
Okay. Oh,
Jack.
I loved him.
Bad boy.
Yes. Now, Tristan, you were on the couch last night and you said this.
No, because I'm falling in love. Yeah, it's first time. I was so nervous. So I don't regret it at all because she's a special one, so I have said stay.
Oh, we just loved hearing you say that. You're in love with Cass.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl, I've got to say, and I do not blame you one bit, Tristan, for stepping up, having a crack and announcing your love, but it didn't play out so well.
I really wish that I felt the same way back, but it's not there.
Ooh.
I think we are better as friends, and I...
Tristan.
Good on you for standing
up,
Tristan.
Big night. But look, we can't blame Cass for that. I mean, part of our relationship is just trust and honesty.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just speaking her truth. So you can't get mad at someone. Like, don't get me wrong, it hurts and the rejection hurts as well. But it's more like I'd much rather her be honest with me at the start than kind of lead me on for the next 2 or 3 weeks or whatever long.
Exactly.
Just even to check my feelings. So she did the right thing. She ripped the Band-Aid off and yes, it hurt, but like
it
gives you more time to kind of feel and like work on the relationship and everything like that, right?
Yes. Don't mind our co-host laughing. Yeah. Shush, Al Dobie.
The two other men don't understand feelings and it makes them all embarrassed and then they say stuff. It's incredible. It's funny. Tristan, I think part of growing up, mate, is when you do have a dip and you do announce that you're in love with somebody and they knock you back and your heart breaks clean in two. The first time it happened to me, mate, I was riding my bike home from Megan Daniels' house and I was upset because she said no, she just wanted to be in the friend zone, and I rode my bike into the back of a stationary car and I ended up on the boot of the car, and then the owner came out and started hitting me with a stick. And it's just how it happens, mate, and I felt for you. But how did you feel now, having had a go and stepped into the world of love?
Well, look, it's just I'm super glad I did it, right? I mean, I've struggled with kind of like confidence issues my whole life, and she was 100% worth doing it for. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, I've eaten a lot of junk food and watched a lot of sad movies, but at the exact same time, it's like I'm starting to feel a little bit better. So either way, it's just life, right? It happens.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is unrequited love. It's very tragic. But Tristan, well, one thing I wanted to ask you is, do you really think you're suited to Cass?
I thought I was, to be honest. But then we've still got some things that we need to kind of work on. I mean, I'm not really a touchy kind of feely sort of dude, and she kind of is, right?
Yes.
But there's also kind of other things. I mean, I work late nights. She works mornings and things like that. So, but either way, I reckon she's probably one in a million, and I've got super lucky to be matched with her as it is. So I just wanted to let her know, to be honest.
Give us a percentage out of 100. Do you think you can save your relationship? What percentage do you think you've got?
She's just going to have to tune in and watch. I've got a lot of soul searching to do, and I've got to work hard. But If I can tell you anything, I'll try my best.
Are you going to... Is Timothy going to keep being your dad after the show?
Mate, me and Papa had Christmas together. What are you talking about? He's my wife forever. I was trying to call him before, but he's still classically asleep.
Wow.
I haven't had my morning catch up with Papa. Yeah. Like, you know, it's ridiculous. Timothy is the man, same as Mum and Lucinda. They're beautiful souls.
All right, we'll set the alarms for next Monday. We can't wait.
Love you. Right. Thank you,
guys.
Tristan.
Thanks for having me on the show. Right. Bye.
92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast with Flan, Ellie and Spider.
My esteemed co-host Spider Everett has dragged out some audio of me claiming I was going to lose 15 kilos by Easter at the end of last year. And here you go, I will declare, if I have not lost 15 kilos by Easter time next year, you can come over to my house and throw away whatever you want. So now apparently I'm on a weight loss journey.
Got me up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Your personal trainer,
come on in, get in here.
Officially, we had a couple trials, but it's been a month.
Okay.
And we've trained once.
Listen, I am committed.
Well, you're here for 4 hours a day. If you've got a bike, if you've got a stepper, if you've got an ab roller, we need it. Andy Nashmore.
Yes, good morning, guys. I've got a stationary upright bicycle that she could have. I bought it for my wife and she doesn't use it.
Perfect. We love it. We'll have it, Andy.
On Monday.
Okay, here we go.
I was 91.2 kilos.
Right, yes.
Another drum roll.
So today, how many days later? 3 days, 4 days later? I'm at 87.6.
Oh!
Just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Over the weekend, we've been hearing you, Spider. Yep, we've got a big surprise, big surprise,
absolutely.
Big surprise.
And joining us from Gold Coast skydiving right now. No.
I was going to say, I specifically said I'm not doing
adrenaline. You've got 18 days, and I think, Andy Nashmore said he had a bike. For you.
I
thought I might go and get it. So you can ride it for 3 hours today and 4 hours tomorrow. I'll just get it.
Here we go.
Get ready, Ellie.
So you probably need to warm up about now.
I've already done skipping this morning.
At 4 a.m., she was here skipping. It was impressive. Andy and Ashmore, thank you very much for this donation. I think it was his wife's ex bike, I believe.
All right, his ex wife's bike or his bike's ex wife?
His wife's ex
bike. Okay, it's arrived.
Here we go. Get on it.
All right, so just describe this bad boy, Ali.
Well,
see what we see.
Look, no judgment, Andy, but it does have a little bit of rust on it, but that's okay. So
hey,
do
hey,
I.
Hey.
I'm a bit rusty
myself.
Come
on, Ferris. Now, you're not allowed to off that until 9 o'clock.
All right, so I just have to hold the mic
No, we'll fix that up.
We'll get an extension put on there for you, so you don't have to hold the mic for 3
Thank
hours.
Thank you, Andy.
2 hours, 45 to go.
Yeah.
All right. It's got no battery in it.
No, you don't need a battery.
Is it working all right?
Always need a battery. It's working great.
Okay.
I think I need to adjust my seating.
You've got 18 days to go.
Yeah, I know.
And you've still got a few kilos because I'm not backing out.
No, I know you're not.
I don't think Ali's backing out either.
I'm not backing out. No, I'm not.
You've stopped on the bike.
Keep going.
Come on, keep the legs
rolling.
You're
not stopping.
Yeah, all right.
I want you to think of this show for the next week as a spin class.
Yeah. Brilliant. Right.
And again, thank you, Andy and Ashmore, for providing the bike this morning as Ali works towards this goal.
And apologies to the entire Triple M Golf family because I'll be doing the rest of the show like this.
And I also found a little step machine for you, but it only steps up about 3 or 4 inches. So.
Okay.
Where is it, though?
It's at my home, and I had to clean it up because it was covered in filth.
All right, well.
All right,
even I couldn't bring it in the way it was.
Keep going, Ellie.
The Ellie Gym. Okay.